కుమారో నీలలోహితః ఇయాన గృహ్యమాణోపి బ్రువోర్మద్యాత్ ప్రజాపతేః సద్యో జాయత తన్మన్యుః కుమారో నీలలోహితః. వైష్ణవీస్, ధియా బై ఇంటెలిజెన్స్, నిగృహ్యమాణః బీయింగ్ కంట్రోల్డ్, అపి ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్, బ్రువోః ఆఫ్ ద ఐబ్రోస్, మధ్యాత్ ఫ్రమ్ బిట్వీన్, ప్రజాపతేః ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ, సద్యః అట్ వన్స్, అజాయత జనరేటెడ్, తత్ హిస్, మన్యుః యాంగర్, కుమారః ఎ చైల్డ్, నీలలోహితః మిక్చర్ ఆఫ్ బ్లూ అండ్ రెడ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాద్ శిల ప్రభుపాద్కి. Although he tried to curb his anger, it came out from between his eyebrows, and a child of mixed blue and red was immediately generated. Purport: the face of anger is the same, whether exhibited due to ignorance or knowledge. Although Brahma tried to curb his anger, he could not do so, even though he is the Supreme Being. Such anger in its true color came from between the eyebrows of Brahma as Rudra, in a mixed color of blue, ignorance, and red, passion, because anger is the product of passion and ignorance. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuh Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంతరాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానోసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీయద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 राम हरे 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 कृष्ण. सो द थीम विच वी हर्ड यस्टरडे फ्रॉम वन ऑफ द डिवोटीज वेरी ब्यूटिफुली ही स्पोक अबाउट एंगर. इट्स कंटिन्यूइंग टुडे आल्सो. Brahma is trying to control his anger on Kumaras who are refusing to create progeny, and that anger is coming out from his eyebrows as Rudra. So some years ago I did some study on the topic of anger, because as managers, we always, as he rightly said yesterday, we have lot of expectations from others. When we keep lot of expectations, and when our expectations are not fulfilled, then we become angry. So, how to subdue anger at the same time accomplish something valuable was one of my topic of interest many years ago. I've been studying it. Anger is not something you conquer overnight. It's not like a superficial thing. Many of the qualities that Shastras explain, they may take us many years to accomplish. But just like Ayurvedic medicine, if you eat something now, the effect of the medicine comes after 7-8 years. Yeah, like for example, you take dry fruits or you take some, you apply oil in the body. Similarly, yogasanas also when you do, you see, you go to gym, you can see your biceps coming out in the mirror, correct, na? But yogasana you do, nobody can see. Does yogasana show up? That only you will feel healthy inside. But then, how you are healthy will be seen after 60. If you have seen people doing yogasanas after 60 or 70 also, they look like young boys. You seen that? So the effect of the yogasanas and all comes over many years only. You cannot do today and tomorrow go and see the mirror and how is my biceps. So on the other hand, allopathy medicines, immediately the effect comes. But then after some years, side effects comes. Or ill effects comes. Whereas the Ayurveda appears to be taking time. Similarly, the good qualities that the Shastras talk about, They cannot be cultivated overnight. One has to be very patient in cultivating them. So I am also patiently cultivating, learning, so I can share some things what I learned about this topic. The general trend of a neophyte devotee is, as soon as somebody blames me for becoming angry, we may try to justify it as transcendental anger, although it is not. So one should not loosely use the term transcendental anger for every instance when we become angry. Transcendental anger is a very advanced subject where the great soul's anger is actually used very constructively. Anger by nature is destructive because it is tamaguna. It begins with rajaguna and ends in tamaguna. Whereas the great soul's anger is very constructive, just like Prithu Maharaja's anger, you know, made the earth bring forth all valuable commodities for all the jivarashis, isn't it? It's very constructive, you will see that. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj became angry on Kali, the result is the Srimad Bhagavatam came up subsequently, you will see that. So, in this way, you will find when Srila Prabhupada also demanded that the Chaitanya Charitamrita be completed in 2 months or something like that. One of the devotees was telling me that one of Prabhupada's disciples, that they used to do painting and day and night they would do painting. And then while doing the painting only, they will fall on the ground. They will drop, with the pen also would drop. Then another devotee who was sleeping will wake up and see, and then he will take the pen and continue the drawing. That is how they did the work. Day and night, literally day and night they did printing. So it was like this Agnihotra. Agnihotra is, they keep the fire continuing non-stop, you know, Similarly, this work was going on like that. Somebody would type, somebody would typeset, somebody would print, somebody would draw the drawing. All of them understood that Prabhupada is wanting it in 2 months. You know, somebody may say, will devotees not get burnt out? Of course, we cannot do that, such a thing, from devotees. But great acharyas like Prabhupada can do. Prabhupada can demand, because he has the ability to take them back to Godhead also. Isn't it? So Prabhupada may chastise, Prabhupada may sometimes admonish somebody very strongly. But Prabhupada has the ability to deliver them also. So, great souls demand. When Prabhupada came to Vrindavan during the temple construction, it was supposed to be done by Janmashtami, but then devotees like Gurudas Prabhu and others, they told Prabhupada that, you know, we want some more time. Then Prabhupada said, okay, take 1 more month. Is it all right? And they took 2 more months, 3 more months. Then it went up to January. And Prabhupada said, you know, almost then the next Janmashtami they were planning to open. Then when Prabhupada came, and Prabhupada was shocked because the wall was only this much height only. Everywhere there were heaps of sand, heaps of stones, and the reinforced bars were lying. And Prabhupada said, where is the temple? And then all the devotees were running here and there. And Prabhupada was like firing. And Prabhupada said, you fellows said you are about to complete. Is this about to complete? You have not, the work is not even 10% over, 10-20%. And then they said, Prabhupada, you could not get cement. They said, what you could not get? You should have told me. Immediately Prabhupada that day made several phone calls, and the subsequent day hundreds of bags of cement started coming from nowhere. Prabhupada knew how to deal with the business people in India, how to talk. And Prabhupada was very, very upset. That time Yamuna Mataji, who was supposed to cook for Prabhupada, you know, she was not seen at all. And Prabhupada asked, where is Yamuna? She is supposed to cook for me. Is she here in Vrindavan or not? Yes, Prabhupada, she is very much here. But where is she? She has gone somewhere to another house nearby. She says she is afraid to see your angry face. You know, Prabhupada said, if Yamuna doesn't come, I will pull her like Balram pulled Yamuna. You know, call her. And then in this way, Prabhupada was showing his Ugra Rupam, and the beautiful Krishna Balaram temple came up. So, Acharya, he can bring about great order when he comes, and his embrace or love as well as anger, all of them are constructive, very powerful. They can do miracles by that. Actually, Vaishnava has two sides, Vajradapi Katoram, Kusumadapi Komalam. That is two sides. So, the Vaishnava's love and the Vaishnava's anger is non-different. Because anger is another form of love, meant to elevate the devotee. There was one Upendra Prabhu, you know, when he was working in a job, he was a young boy. Very innocent, simple boy. Prabhupada would be sometimes sitting upstairs in his room doing some writing. He would come and he was always speculating with his mind, you know, that should I take initiation from this Swamiji or should I travel to India and find out a guru? This kind of things he would be doing. So, one time he went and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, some of my friends are saying that, you know, we should go to India to find a guru. Prabhupada said, why to go to India to find a guru? Indian guru has come here. Like that he said. So, another day, Upendra went and stood near the door, thinking whether to go or not. And the door suddenly opened and Prabhupada said, come in. And I asked Prabhupada, how did he know I am here? That was afternoon time. So, Upendra understood Prabhupada like a mind reader. And sometimes he would go and be hanging around when Prabhupada is doing the writing. And when Prabhupada is taking some puri, sabji, he would take out a puri and put some sabji and give it to him to eat. So Upendra Prabhu used to call himself, I am a dog of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada gave me his Mahaprasad and today I am still alive because of that. So he gradually developed attraction for Prabhupada. But one day Prabhupada, when Upendra came to meet Prabhupada, Prabhupada stared at him as if he was upset with him, angry. And then Prabhupada asked him, you know, you say you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, but why are you degrading yourself? And then he was wondering, Prabhupada, I come here for classes and all. I come here. Prabhupada said, no, why do you live with a woman? You are not even married properly with her. Why do you live? Prabhupada, I'm staying with a woman, but we don't do anything wrong. He said, Prabhupada said, this is nonsense. Where there's a woman, where there's a man, they are living alone, something wrong must happen. And Prabhupada said, you give up that degraded association and come and stay with me, he said. And it was a big surprise for Upendra. Instead of driving me away from the classes, Prabhupada is saying, you leave that company and come and stay with me. You see, he is chastising him, but he is giving him a more elevated position. This is the glory of transcendental anger. That anger is more of embracing nature, not of a kicking out nature. That type of anger. And then Upendra would stay with Prabhupada. In the night, he would return from the job at 12. And then, you know, Prabhupada would be sleeping. And then when he would, Prabhupada would keep the door open. He would come inside. And when he would lie down, within the next half an hour, Prabhupada would get up. And he would start his translation and everything. So, this was an everyday thing that he would watch Upendra Prabhu. So, his love for Prabhupada increased tremendously, seeing Prabhupada's schedules, Prabhupada's sacrifice, Prabhupada's Krishna conscious spirit, everything. One day he went to market and got some dozen pictures to give to Prabhupada. And then he didn't know, whatever pictures he saw, Indian pictures he brought. And from that Prabhupada chose one picture of Krishna standing in the Kadamba Kanan, you know, by the bank of Yamuna and playing on his flute. And then that is the time Prabhupada spoke that beautiful verse, Meram Bhangi Trai Parichitam, that verse Prabhupada quoted. And told Yamuna Mataji to put that song and then put a big frame and put it on his wall so he can keep watching it. So Upendra Prabhu was very happy that one of the pictures that I brought, Prabhupada loved it. So the point is, Prabhupada's anger made Upendra Prabhu look at Prabhupada as more endearing. We can ask ourselves whether our anger makes us endearing to others, or whether our anger makes others run away from us, or it drives us away, is it not true? So this is one test of transcendental anger, isn't it? So one can use anger constructively, like till now I told many examples till now. But one has to be very careful, just like calibrated meter, sometimes a rod we use for heating the water, isn't it, with electricity. One has to be careful. You should know when to put the rod and how to take out the rod. We should not go and catch the rod. Catch the rod, there will be a big electric shock and we will die on the spot, isn't it? So we should switch off the switch and then take out very carefully. So dealing with electricity, or dealing with a gas cylinder, dealing with fire, these are not very easy. One has to know the technique. Similarly, to use anger, one should have already controlled anger. Only then one can use anger. Otherwise not. Otherwise it's not possible. Sometimes mother or father may want to use artificial anger on the child to make the child study who is playing all day. You know? Actually, the way the mother or father may taunt the child, it may frighten the child and the child may study, but actually the parents are not overpowered by Rajoguna. They are not, their whole body is not becoming contaminated by Rajoguna. Because they are just using it superficially. They are using it as a tool, but they are not becoming a fool. Because fool is one who becomes contaminated with Tamaguna and Rajoguna, fooled by Maya. But one who can use it as a tool, that is a kind of technique, using anger, which the great souls may do. Use the anger by keeping it transcendently. There is a transcendental anger which is very constructive in nature. And we should assume that whenever we are confused whether my anger is material or divine, we can assume it as material, generally speaking. Yeah. And we can better try to work on them, work on it. Yeah. Here we find, see, Brahma just now finished, creating the coverings, 5 coverings now. What was the last one he created? Sense of death. Correct, no? Yeah, Andhatamishra. Before that? Tamishra is anger arising from frustration. Anger arising from frustrated expectations. So, Brahma is given a project. What is the project Brahma is given by Lord Vishnu? To create progeny. To expand the population in this world. So, his whole mind is fixed on that goal. I have to expand the population. Now, whoever sons I am creating, they should help me expand the population. They have to assist me in doing this so that I will be able to complete my work successfully. So he has made up his mind what his son should be doing. This is the most dangerous thing. When we have made up our mind what we want others to do, and when they don't do, then we have frustration. And that frustration leads to anger when our expectations are frustrated. So Brahma had made up his mind that his son should create progeny. After creating the 5 coverings, he created 4 Kumaras who are actually opposed to avidya. These 5 coverings are avidya and they are bringing vidya with them. But along with the vidya, they are saying we will be urdhvaretas naishtika brahmacharis. We will not get married. We will not increase the progeny. So as soon as this is one reason why it is said whenever we have meetings, if some senior is leading the meeting and proposing an idea, this Prabhuji can do such and such work. He is a smart devotee. So intelligent devotees never oppose immediately. They say, Prabhu, by your mercy, I will try. They will say, but after the meeting is over, they will go and privately whisper in the ears, Prabhuji, I have this problem, that problem, if it is all right, if you can give it to somebody. And the senior also won't mind. Take a chala, no problem. I will not trouble you. I will go to another devotee. But when a meeting is happening, as soon as the idea is proposed, in the meeting only, you throw cold water in the enthusiasm of the leader. By saying that, this will not happen, Pooja, I don't have to, you speak like this. Then the whole atmosphere becomes negative. And then there is a kind of negative vibration in the whole meeting. And the leader also thinks that this fellow doesn't like me, this fellow doesn't understand me, this fellow is not enthusiastic, I am like engine going alone and all the bogies are left behind. It's like that. Nobody is sharing the vision. It will be like that in the meeting. Correct, no? So, here also, Kumara has countered Brahma straight. As soon as Brahma said, create progeny, they said, no, we will not create. We will be brahmacharis. So, this is one thing that arouses anger, actually. When somebody wants to join brahmacharya ashram also, when they go to parents, the parents say, beta, you have to develop our vamsh. So please get married. So generally the boys say, certainly, who said I am not marrying? But not now. I am just 20 years and another 6-7 years are there. We will see, Papa. In the meantime, so many changes may happen in the world. Don't worry. And then when the right time comes, when they tell I want to join, then they get opportunity to join the ashram. Straight opposing causes the other person to erupt. So Brahma, being the father, actually this is another problem. If you feel vatsalya towards somebody to whom you have preached, and when they are disobedient to you, naturally you will become angry. Actually, anger arises from attachment. Anger is hatred, and attachment and hatred are two opposite sides of the same coin. Because Brahma was thinking that these are my sons and I have created them for a certain purpose, and these fellows are saying no to me. I am giving them instruction and they are saying no to me. So that came out as anger. He tried to suppress, but he could not. He couldn't suppress. So, Buddha says, desire is the root cause of all evil, he says. So don't desire. Desire means attachment only. One should know like Avadhut Brahmana says in the 7th canto, you know, every living entity has a different mentality. And he says, I don't chase after the living entities, he says. Every living entity has different mentality and mindset. I only pray from a distance that they align with their respective super souls. Let the living entities align with their super soul and be happy. And what will you do, sir? I will be happy myself. I will do what is told to me. I will do my job and I will be happy. I don't chase after living entities trying to align them to my wishes, my will and wish. Because every living entity has come with his own fiddle in this material world. Everybody is playing his own fiddle, different instruments. And all living entities want to be center of the universe also. Every living entity wants to be the pivot of the universe and they want the whole universe to revolve around them. And they are all playing their own fiddle, their own trumpet, their own instruments. And if you tell them, I am singing a song, align with me, you know, all instruments should be aligned around me, nobody will even pay heed to that. It's like, yelling in a ocean with huge roaring waves. The sound will not be heard in the material world. It's like that. So, one should not harbor too much expectation from other living entities in this world. And this is taught by Brahma himself in the dawn of creation, the beginning itself. So, in this way, he tried to suppress anger. Anger should not be suppressed also. Because if we suppress the anger, then internally it will get convoluted, it will get twisted and turned, and it can poison the heart. It can make the heart blackish and poisoned if you suppress the anger. Because anger has various degrees. Beginning with, the initial beginning is disturbance, and gradually there is agitation, then there is anger, and then there is resentment. These are all increasing degrees of anger. See, disturbance means sometimes somebody says something that is slightly disturbing in your mind, slight disturbance, so we don't speak back. But agitation means If somebody said something about me, if I get agitated, then I may reply back, giving a justification that, oh, you are thinking about me like this, that's not true. We may give an answer back. But anger means we will not give a polite answer, we will give an angry answer. We may give a sarcastic answer if somebody tells us something. That means we become angry. Disturbance becomes agitation, agitation becomes anger. And resentment means we may not speak anything, but we may harbor malice towards that person, hatred towards that person. One may wish that something bad happened to that person, like that. That is resentment. So, anger leads to dislike, resentment leads to blasphemy. Resentment is very dangerous, actually. In this way, the anger can have increasing degrees. It can become deeper and deeper, can become extremely dangerous. So here in the case of Brahma, the third degree anger, amongst the four things I told, he has become angry, but he's trying to suppress. See, silence or violence, it is said, it's a flight or fight. Flight or fight. Just like one time, when I was a schoolboy, there were some group of pigs along with their mother pig, huge pig, and they were all running into our compound. So some dozen boys, we were all taking a stick in our hand and running after it behind. And the pigs, all of them ran, all the houses they crossed. It's like a agraharam, it's a house. At the end, there is a garden, and beyond the garden, there is a dead end, the compound wall ends there. So we went on running after it, about a dozen of us boys. And then when it went up to the extreme end, it went to the end of the garden. It didn't find a way because the door was locked there, that side. And the pigs wanted where to go. And the pigs saw that so many boys are chasing after us. Now not knowing any way, they turned and showed the teeth. Like that they showed. Now we had to run. We ran like anything. Everybody ran into their respective houses. So pigs drove us back. So the first what they were doing, flight. Later they were doing fight. Fight and flight. You will see that. So it is a very physical, practical example of fight and flight. I could see in my life personally like this. Similarly, buried anger also comes out in an ugly way later on. Like if somebody has pent up feelings, they bury it, you know, that will come out. Explosively it will come out at another time. So somebody may say, I am Trinada Pishanichana, I don't speak back, you know, I don't argue back, you know, I just tolerate. See, the word titiksha is not pent up feelings, burying pent up feelings, that is not titiksha. Like sometimes you see a grass, if somebody walks over it, it goes like this. And after the person is gone, like that, it goes back again, it stands erect, isn't it? So that is not humility. That is why he says, it's a straw in the street, he says. It is not a grass. Trinada Vishnichan is actually a straw in the street. It's already flat. It's not like this. It's already flat only. So, in the same manner, titiksha, tolerance, when we say, after tolerating, what is the composition of our heart is very important. Are there some grudges in our heart? Is there some lamentation that, aisa maine kyun chod diya? Kuch to bolna tha. I should have spoken something back. Why did I tolerate? Like that, if somebody thinks later, that means the tolerance is useless. Or if somebody is thinking, he is a big fellow, I am a small fellow, now I will tolerate. At another date, another time, I will retaliate. Somebody makes a plan. That is also not titiksha. That is also not tolerance. Tolerance actually means one has come to grip with the fact that, you know, maybe my own karma is coming back to me in my life. I don't know what I said to whom or what I did to whom. Krishna is using my karma to purify me. And through this devotee who is only an instrument, he is like a postman coming and delivering the goods. And this kind of thinking is good. And also, if one is able to reflect and think back, maybe, you know, I have also committed some mistakes due to which that fellow is behaving like this. Maybe let me find out what I can improve. If one thinks like this, that is very positive. That type of tolerance is very positive. So, buried feelings or aggressive response, both are same only. So, buried feelings is like flight, and fight is aggressively somebody is yelling and shouting. That is also... So, both these things increase the krodha samskaras in our heart. You know, in Patanjali Yoga Sutra, he says, chitta vritti nirodha, he says. So there he explains vritti, vasana and sanskar. 3 degrees. Like if there is a pond, you throw a small stone, it causes some ripples. And you throw a little big stone, it causes more bigger waves. Then you throw a huge boulder stone inside, it produces huge tides which go practically till the end of the pond. Like that. Similarly, vritti means tendency. Small tendencies which we have. Say for example, somebody has a fault-finding tendency with everybody. And then that becomes vasana. Vasana means deep-rooted tendency. Like if a liquor pot is cleaned with water and you dry it, when you smell it, still the liquor smell comes. You know, that is vasana. Vasana means, you know, the tendency repeatedly keeps coming helplessly. It's a tendency or proclivity. And sanskar means it's a deep groove, like a wedge, which is already laid. You know, for example, imagine in this place, if there is a V wedge made straight like this, if you throw water, all the water will go into that only, in that direction only, isn't it? If you really don't want the water to go in that direction, you have to close this. And you have to cut another wedge in another direction. Correct now. Yeah. So, in this way, in that chitta vritti nirodha, he explains both kama and krodha, he says, how they gradually become magnified. For example, if somebody is a kami, kamuk or kami, as a lusty fellow, as we keep contributing to the lusty propensity by our sights and sounds and association, by that. So that keeps piling up more and more. It keeps increasing. The more one fans the tendency, just like if there is a small spark of fire, you know, in the stove, you keep fanning it, you know, the villages, they have this chula here, you know. If you keep fanning it, then that fire only grows into a big fire. Correct, no? Similarly, we also, kama or krodha, both of them, if we keep indulging in kama activities or krodha activities, that keeps piling. So we say somebody has a tendency to lose temper, we say. He's a temperamental person. You lose temper. People say like that. Hey, careful. Don't go near. Why people fear like that? Because the krodha sanskaras have increased. Kama sanskaras have increased. Somebody is a lusty person. Somebody is a kamuk person. Lusty or angry person. So, kamesha, krodhesha, rajoguna, samudbhava. He says, kama and krodha are actually two different forms of the same rajas. He says like that. So, in this way, when the sanskaras have increased very enormously, then a person will come to a stage where one cannot control oneself. One will irresistibly, helplessly be drawn into a certain type of behavior pattern, like that. So, then nirodha means what? Chitta vritti nirodha means, just like he says, vitarka badane pratipaksha bhavanam. He says, you know, you have to do the opposite. If like you, for example, you have the pen, you know, you are using the pen. Sometimes the pen, this thing becomes like this, you know that? It comes out like this. It's not fitting in the pocket. Somebody has a pen, that type of pen you have. Those pens, these are all lead pens. The ink pen, this one. See this pen, you know, this is for fitting in the pocket, not like this. But sometimes imagine if this comes out like this. So when you put it in the pocket, it will fall away. So what you do, then you open the top, remove it, and then this one you bring it, little extra you bring inside. Correct, no? And then you put it. Correct? And then you put it back. Then it will fit nicely. And if you don't do that little extra, if you only do it straight, again it will go back. Correct, no? In the same manner, vitarka badane pratipaksha bhavanam means, for example, our minds are filled with cinema actors and actresses' pictures. For example, every one of us here, when we were, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we might have had some attraction for heroes and heroines before. But after coming to Krishna consciousness, we have to flood the heart with the deity pictures of Shri Radha and Krishna. And by seeing these forms, gradually the old forms will become replaced. That is the meaning of vitarka badane patipaksha bhavanam. So, we should fill them up with opposite. Otherwise, the old things won't go away very easily. The old vasanas will not go away very easily. In the same manner, the krodha sanskaras have to be counteracted with some opposite, this thing. So, in the next 5 minutes, I will tell some quick solutions which I myself am practicing. I'm trying to practice also. So, I will tell 10 solutions and I will conclude. So, I have made an acronym out of this. It's very easy to remember acronym. Place, glass. PLACE and GLASS. So, first one, P is for praying. Actually, easily one can conquer most difficult things in this world by prayer. Because when we pray, the Lord Nirupadi Kripa, like a hook, will lift us up. And that is the easiest thing in this world. So, like you will see, all our Vaishnava songs have the spirit of begging the Lord for certain quality. So, this is one thing we can do. One can always learn to pray on a regular basis. Actually, when we learn to pray properly, the quality of our prayer also will increase over a period of time. Like he says, Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Pai Beara. So, there are different songs. There is a song where he says, I have all the bad qualities, Himsa, Garva, Vibhushana, that kind of things he's saying. So if one with feelings sings such Vaishnava songs, then one will grow very fast. Second, yell for love. You can quell the wave of anger with wave of love very easily. Like for example, imagine a lady is very angry with her husband. and her eyes are bloodshot and she is shouting at the top of her lungs. And if her baby is crawling and coming on, sitting on her lap, mama, like that is sitting, the next moment she forgets all the anger. Because the wave of love can conquer wave of anger. So, similarly, Krishna is a personification of love, Radha and Krishna, personification of love. So, one actually have to increase the stock of love in our heart, by which the anger will become insignificant. Our anger towards other living entities can be easily curbed by increasing our love for the divine. So, thirdly, A is attitude. This is a very important thing. Buddha, this is what Buddha says about attitude. Do not consider the your enemies to be wicked. Consider them ignorant, he says. If you consider them ignorant, you will feel sympathy for them. If you consider them wicked, you will feel envious of them, he says. Similarly, if somebody is not up to the mark, consider them unsatisfactory rather than rebellious. Like if your subordinate is not up to your mark, what should you consider? Unsatisfactory. Don't consider them rebellious. See, if you consider them rebellious, you will get angry. If you consider them unsatisfactory, you will feel pity. Isn't it? So this is about attitude. And see, for consciousness. See, what consciousness do we have while dealing with other living entities? At least, you know, we should not make others unnecessarily angry also by our behavior. Why? Because that type of, while dealing with others, if we make others upset, what happens? If your neighbor's house has fire, you can't be jolly. Then your house may catch also fire eventually. Sometimes we may think, you know, he's an uncontrolled fellow. He may laugh at them for their being angry, but tomorrow it will affect us also. So that is why our dealing with other living entities, for example, what actions do we do towards those whom we consider as enemies? We should do positive actions. Similarly, what speech we do about them, what thoughts we harbor in our mind about them, they're very important. So we have to cultivate sharing prasad, sharing wisdom, sharing friendliness, even with those who may not be so friendly. From our side, we should be having open arms, like Yudhishthira Maharaj. You know, he never considered Duryodhana as an enemy at all. He was always open. He was always sympathetic to Duryodhana also. Just like in Gandharvas came and attacked Duryodhana and taking all the ladies. That time, Yudhishthira Maharaj told Arjuna to go and help, you know. So that is actually a right consciousness. That is C. And E is ego. Ego is the cause of pride. And pride is the cause of anger. So ego should be curbed. False ego. For example, one example comes to my mind. In one railway station, one time I saw one father was coming very fastly down the staircase to catch the train, and he arrived, but the son was bringing the suitcase and luggage and wheel, this thing and all. And it was a heavy crowd coming down the staircase. By the time the son brought the luggage, the train was already moving. And the father was putting his hand in the head like this. Then they both sat in the seat, and immediately father said, and the son was saying, "Sorry, Papa, I got a bit late. I had to park the car in a proper place and bring the luggage. I got a bit late and everything." He said, "Chalo, now," he immediately told the son, "find out, you know, any flight is there today, because tomorrow I have to go to a very important thing." And they both sat together for next 10-15 minutes. They planned a flight. I was just sitting next to them watching, you know. And he planned, and then they both proceeded to the airport after that. Similar instance happened another time I saw. One gentleman came and he was telling the coolie wala. Coolie was lifting like this and coming. "Bago, bago, no train." He was showing the train has moved, about to move, bring. So this fellow came running first, but the coolie wala still in the top. He was coming slowly. By the time the coolie fellow reached, the train was already moving. And this fellow threw such a tantrums on that coolie. You know, big crowd of people came. And this fellow told, "I will not give you a single penny." He said, "Sir, I have lifted you all the while. I have brought all the luggage for you." "No, no, no. Because I have missed the train, you will not get the money." making a big hue and cry, all the people got disturbed. It was like a Kurukshetra battle there. You know? So, see, one thing is, why this is considered false ego? See, can you stop the train now? You cannot. So what cannot be cured must be endured, it is said. So instead of throwing tantrums and creating a big scene, disturbing everybody all around there, chalo, one train has gone, find out a way what to do next. So it is ego. So this is place and glass, G-L-A-S-S. G is goodwill for all. You know this famous verse in India which people recite. Sarve janaha sukhino bhavantu, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschit dukkha bhavet. So this verse says that, you know, may all wicked living entities, they become virtuous. May all virtuous living entities become tranquil. May all tranquil living entities become free from bondage. And those who have become free from bondage, let them make others free. So it's a very beautiful prayer. Like you see, this prayer is made by Prahlad also. Prahlad says in the 5th canto, there is one prayer in the Jambudvipa prayers. Prahlad is saying, my dear Lord, let all the envious living entities in the world give up their envy and take up the devotional service. Like that is praying. So, may the wicked become virtuous, may the virtuous become tranquil, means peaceful. May the tranquil become free of bondage, and those who are free, may let them make others free. So let there be happiness for everybody, for all living beings, including the so-called enemies also. So this is goodwill for all. G. L. L is for lust. Lord Ramachandra says in the Ramayana, in one of the statements, he says, those who have controlled their eating habits and those who have controlled their sexual urge, they can live in any place, anywhere in the world, with contentment and peace, like that he says. They can very easily subdue the six urges, but if they control these two, mainly the palate and the genitals, that is the eating urge and the sex urge, these two, he says. So, if somebody is angry, they have shakti in the body to become angry, but if they control these two habits completely, then they can control anger also, he says. This is L. And A. Okay, I'll try to come back to A. I'll try to recollect what it is. And then the S. S is see life as fun. How you can see? Just like somebody, one politician in those days was criticized by some another politician very badly. So then his people came and told him, sir, they have told so many bad things about you in the newspaper. Do you want to write a counter article back? So he said, when shoe bites a man, should a man bite a shoe? He asked. You know, shoe has a tendency to bite our leg. Why should I bite back? He said. So he took it in a very casual way like that. So in our life also, complex situations, we can take them very lightly instead of complicating them. Yeah. And what did I say for G? Goodwill for all. L? Lust leads this thing. And A? What A I told there in PLAC? There I told attitude. Yeah, correct. Here this A is different. Huh? No, not that. That attachment is there in the lust itself. Yeah. Yeah. So appreciation is also wonderful. You can always give appreciation. I'll try to recollect. I will tell tomorrow. Actually, this I had made long ago. So I try to... Actually, there are two very vital qualities to overcome anger, which are humility and forgiveness. Actually, if we have humility, is such a very powerful tool that it can completely evaporate anger. See, humility is not angered and it doesn't make anyone angry. Yasmanno dvijate loko, lokanno dvijate chayaha, ಹರ್ಷಾಮರ್ಷಭಯೋದ್ವೇಗೈರ್ ಮುಕ್ತೋ ಯಸ್ಸ ಚ ಮೇ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವಿಶೇಷನ ಯಸ್ಮಾನೋ ಉದ್ವಿಜತೆ ಲೋಕೋ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಮೆಂಟಾಲಿಟಿ ಡಸ್ಂಟ್ ಅಜಿಟೇಟ್ ಎನಿ ಒನ್ ಯಸ್ಮಾನೋ ಉದ್ವಿಜ ಲೋಕಾನೋ ಉದ್ವಿಜತೆ ಚ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಹೀ ಡಸ್ಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ದ ಫರ್ಗಿವ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಕ್ರಷಸ್ ಅ ರೋಸ್ ಫ್ಲವರ್ ವಿತ್ ಅ ಬೂಟ್ಸ್ ದ ರೋಸ್ ಫ್ಲವರ್ ಲೆನ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಫ್ರಾಗ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫರ್ಗಿವ್ನೆಸ್ ಫರ್ಗಿವ್ನೆಸ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಈವನ್ ವೆನ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಆರ್ ಟಾರ್ಚರ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಅಮೇಝಿಂಗ್ ಗುಡ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಫರ್ಗಿವ್ನೆಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಜೀಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಆರ್ ಕ್ರಸ್ಟಿ ಜುವೆಲ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಕಲ್ಟಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಒನ್ ರಿಯಲಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸರ್ಪಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಗರ್ ಸೊ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯು ಟೂ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟೆನ್ ಐಟಮ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ನೆ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ರೀಕಲೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಐ ಇಫ್ ಐ ರೀಕಲೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟುಮಾರೋ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಪಾಸ್ ಅವರ್ಡ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಯು ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಮೇಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟು ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ಟೈಮ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪಾಯ್ ಸಮ್ ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಅಸ್ ಟು ಅಡಾಪ್ಟ್ ದೆಮ್ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಅಟ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ನೀಡ್ ಯು ನೋ ವೆನ್ ದ ಅವರ್ ವೆನ್ ದ ಮೊಮೆಂಟಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ಲಿ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಅಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಮೆಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ವೈಪ್ಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಜುವಲಿ ಸಿ ದ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ರೈನ್ಫೋರ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ವೈಪ್ಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಜುವಲಿ ದೆನ್ ದ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಗಾನ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಒನ್ ಅ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಜಗಾಯ್ ಮದಾಯ್ ದ ರಿಮೂವ್ ದ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಲವ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಯ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಚೇಂಜ್ಡ್ ಚಾಣಕ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಬಟ್ ಸನಾತನ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಚಾಣಕ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಬಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ನೋ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಯು ಥ್ರೋ ಇಟ್ ಕೀಪ್ಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೂಲ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಈ ಸೈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಡೂ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಗುಡ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಈ ಸೈಸ್ ಸೊ ಅವರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಬಿಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಚಾಣಕ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ದ ಟೆಂಡೆನ್ಸಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋ ಅವೇ ವೆರಸ್ ಸನಾತನ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಅ ಬೆಲ್ ಮೆಟಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಗೋಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಎ ಪ್ರಾಸೆಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ಕೆಮಿ ಸೊ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಚಾಂಟ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಎನಿ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಚೇಂಜ್ಡ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಲೀವ್ ಹೌ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ದಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಕ್ರೂಯಲ್ ಹಂಟರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಮೃಗಾರಿ ಟರ್ನ್ ಇಂಟು ಎ ಫ್ಲವರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸಾಫ್ಟ್ ನೇಚರ್ಡ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ದಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಸೊ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಭೃಗುಟಿ ಅವರ್ ರುದ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಸೊ ರುದ್ರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ 12 ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ 11 ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ವ್ಯಾರ್ ಯು ರುದ್ರ ರಿಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಅಸೆಟಿಕ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಡಸ್ ತಪಸ್ಸ್ಯಾ ಸೊ ದೋಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ತಪಸ್ಸ್ಯಾ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪ್ರಚೇತಾಸ್ ದೇ ಡಿಡ್ ತಪಸ್ಸ್ಯಾ ಅಂಡರ್ ವಾಟರ್ 10,000 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಕೇಮ್ ಔಟ್ ದೇ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬರ್ನ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಬೈ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ತಪವಲಂ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ನೋ ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಬನಾನಾ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲಿ ಕವರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಕವರ್ ಬನಾನಾ ಕವರ್ ಸೊ ದ ಬನಾನಾ ದ ಕವರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಬನಾನಾ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ ದ ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ ಆಲ್ ದ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಬನಾನಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಕವರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ದ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಅವರ್ ತಪಸ್ಸ್ಯಾ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್ ಆಟ್ ಆಫ್ ತಪೋಬಲಂ ದಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬೈ ದ ಆ್ಯಂಗರ್ ದಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅಸೆಟಿಸಿಸಮ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಬಿ ಬರ್ನ್ ಡೌನ್ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕಿ